So this patient has cystic fibrosis. Not difficult to make the diagnosis here, but the answer choices are challenging. I decided to be an asshole and actually write out the microbiology details as opposed to just the organism names themselves. You need to know, first of all, that in cystic fibrosis, under the age of 10, Staph aureus exceeds Pseudomonas as the most likely causal organism for pneumonia. After age 10, Pseudomonas exceeds Staph aureus. So the answer here for Staph aureus would be coagulase positive, gram-positive coccus. Okay. In contrast, if this kid had been over the age of 10, the answer would have been Pseudomonas, which is consistent with oxidase positive gram-negative rod. Okay. So if you're hearing that detail for the first time, you're probably like, what the fuck? I can tell you that's assessed on the USMLE, as weird or as pedantic as that sounds. Once again, under the age of 10, Staph aureus exceeds Pseudomonas. They cross at age 10, and then after age 10, Pseudomonas exceeds Staph aureus. Choice A, wrong answer, coagulase negative gram-positive coccus. That just refers to all the gram-positive cocci that are not Staph aureus, so all the strep. And then in terms of the other staph, staph epidermidis, staph saprophyticus, choice C, wrong answer, Uptoch-insensitive gram-positive coccus. That's referring to strep pneumo, okay? Otherwise, most common cause of lobar pneumonia in patients who do not have cystic fibrosis. And oxidase negative gram-negative rod, that can refer to Proteus. SPP can refer to Salmonella, Shigella, okay? Whereas the gram negative rods that are oxidase positive, that's Pseudomonas and Vibrio SPP. So, literally, could do a 2-hour oral presentation on all the microbiology details and all the organisms and all the details, but you just need to take home that in cystic fibrosis, under the age of 10, Staph aureus exceeds Pseudomonas. They cross at age 10, and then after age 10, Pseudomonas exceed Staph aureus. That's it.